American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can Can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a player by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot. That was one of those no great shots. Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Good. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five. Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for 2, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Mitchell, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround, 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Dosik, shoots the 3, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by 2. Gilskamp squished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
He's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins, lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, and the Pep Band is striking up here at Anna. We've got a great crowd for this big Shelby County League game tonight. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee. Anna Rockets entertain the Jackson Center Tigers. Shelby County League Championship on the line tonight. If Anna wins it, the Rockets take home the crown. They'll have a 3-game lead, Chuck, in the loss column with 2 games to play. Coming into the game tonight, Anna's up over Jackson Center by 2 in Shelby County League action. Anna 15-0 overall, 9-0 in the league. Meanwhile, Jackson Center is 12-3 overall, 7-2 in the league. First time around at Jackson Center, Tigers did a pretty good job, held Anna to 10 points below their per game average of 75, but still got thumped to 17.
Well, 65 points in that gym against the Scott Elkert team is a lot of points. That's like 80 against anybody else, so I'm going to give them that. But that night, it was absolutely, it was all... Dosik had 24 and Huelskamp had 23.
Yep.
Those two were unstoppable. And it was really impressive. On the other side, Aiden Reichert, who is turning in to just an outstanding basketball player, he only had 9, and he got schooled a little bit by the senior that night in Dosik, but he's better now, and I think he's not going to be quite as intimidated as he was the first time.
Yeah, it was the Griffin Dosik Riley Huelskamp show on that night against Jackson Center for Anna, but I tell you what, it's been a variety of young men all year long. Defending Anna is like putting a thumb on the dike somewhere and then another big leak springs elsewhere. You just can't corral this Anna offensive unit. A lot of firepower. If you slow down Huelskamp, Bart Bixler pumps in 20 on you.
Right. He had 11 the first time. Yep. Bixler did. Leininger had 21 in a game that we did earlier. They've got all kinds of Carter Elliott, a senior, who goes out there and gives them threes and gives them good minutes.
Cam Stewart.
Yeah, they're just a very, very balanced basketball team.
I've referred to them all year long, Chuck, as a bunch of two-way players. Anna is relentless at the offensive end, relentless at the defensive end. If Anna's got a little weakness, I personally think the Rockets need to fine-tune that half-court offensive game just a bit.
Yeah, I don't think that's a misstatement. They kind of, when they get into a half-court situation, they tend to rely on the three. But if it's a close game, then they start going to the basket, and Bixler and Huelskamp are as good as anybody in this league, probably in this area, at getting to the rim in crunch time.
Trent Platfoot led Jackson Center in scoring with 16, the first time these two clubs played. We saw Trent take over the fourth quarter against Fort Loramie.
a week or so ago and whipped the Redskins. Flatfoot can do it. He needs help. Reichert's got to have a good game tonight. One thing we do know for sure, Chuck, these two teams will limit turnovers. They will make free throws. Each club nearly 80% in the fourth quarter on foul shots.
That's what's impressive. They take care of the basketball, and they make free throws when they count. Anna was 17 of 18 in that first one there at Jackson Center. And Jackson Center was 8 of 11.
Right.
That's not shabby.
Again, Jackson Center only 9 turnovers per game. Anna, 11. A remarkable stat for Anna when you consider the pace at which the Rockets go.
That's the key. I mean, Jackson kind of play, they like to play their slow. They value the basketball, and they don't take very many bad shots. Anna, on the other hand, flies up and down the floor. And for them, that just tells you how athletic they are for them to be able to play as fast as they like to play and score like they do and average 9 turnovers a game. That's amazing.
Right. Consideration to postponing this game was not given serious thought simply because these two clubs already have a couple of makeup games scheduled. As you look ahead for Jackson Center, including this game tonight, 7 games over 2 weeks. Anna, 7 games over 2 weeks plus,
right,
including that late makeup of a postponement with Rushi. And coming up on February 11th on a Monday night, Marion Local plays at Jackson Center. That's a makeup of a postponement.
Right.
Both of those two games I just noted we'll probably cover here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tomorrow night, Jackson Center is at Minster.
That's a tall order, no pun intended.
Right. And Anna's on the road at Versailles. Could be an interesting game as well. These two clubs not looking ahead to that game tomorrow night. Two very difficult non-league opponents tomorrow evening for both Anna and Jackson Center. Focus right now here this evening on this big Shelby County League showdown between Anna and the Jackson Center Tigers.
Well, like you said, Anna's playing to win the league. Jackson's playing to keep the race open.
Right.
So, but then you got to look at the other part of this thing. The super regional for Division III, incredibly important for Anna to continue to win, to be seated high enough to avoid a couple of real powerhouses down in the Cincinnati area.
Oh, yeah. I was talking with Anna head coach Nate Barhorst about an hour ago, and he's been in conference briefly with coaches down at Purcell, Marion, and Deer Park. There will be 4 sectional winners from the super section in the Dayton area, 4 sectional winners in boys D3 from the large section in Cincinnati. They'll cross over. Dayton will play Cincinnati in all 4 of the district meetings,
yeah,
at the UD Arena on a Sunday. That's March the 10th. So we do know that there's a good likelihood that Anna will feed into Northmont, a Northmont section. That's where Anna will put itself on the board. Maybe if Purcell Marion knows that, the Cavaliers might steer away from playing that sectional winner in the district. Who knows how it will all play out. But there's a lot of gamesmanship going on right now.
Oh, no doubt about it. And then you start looking at the Division IV, and you've got Jackson Center, who's trying to solidify the number one seed at Piqua.
Yep.
And that's important because you want to be able to avoid a Springfield Catholic or a Legacy coming out of into the district. And then you take a look at Rushi, who's probably going to be the 3 seed, and they're going to be looking at, do I follow Jackson Center, who I've beaten once, and they're going to get a better district draw, or do I do the normal thing and go ahead and go against the 2 seed? But that's Fort Loramie, who's beaten them twice.
Yep. So the wheels are turning. Last night, tonight, the 2 games tomorrow here on scoresbroadcast.com. Contests for you that impact league standings, state rankings, and tourney seeds for sure. And that's what these coaches are thinking about right now. The girls' draw is Saturday. The boys' Sunday.
This Sunday.
Boys' draw 1 week from Sunday. Voting's got to be in, I think, by Tuesday or Wednesday. So games tonight, games tomorrow will likely be factored in to all of the voting on the boys' side.
Well, you hope so. You hope that they haven't gone down there and done a college football committee where you've already picked your four teams before the season starts, and then you make it look good by talking about, oh, these other teams were close. Let them see who's who, find out who deserves it, and then don't vote as a league affiliate. Vote as who you think is truly the top four teams.
Right, right. Huge contest tonight. Anna wants to win the league outright. Anna wants to remain undefeated and get a stranglehold on that number one seed in the boys Dayton area D3 super section, and hopefully then avoid Deer Park or Purcell Marion from Cincinnati in the district.
In the district, yep.
And as Chuck noted, Jackson Center wants to continue to latch on to what would seem to be a number one seed in the boys D4 sectional at Piqua. Well, Jackson Center does need help in the league. Anna's got a couple of tough opponents coming up at Fort Loramie next Friday. And then on February 19th, the Tuesday makeup game, Anna's Arushi. If Jackson Center could win tonight, Anna lose one of those two, Jackson Center, which has Farallon and Botkins left, could vault into a season-ending tie for first place.
Absolutely possible. Absolutely possible.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com, including American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News. The lineups and the tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Oh, something's got to give tonight. Anna, 75 points a game, giving up 52. Jackson Center averaging only 50, giving up but 40. What can the Tigers hold the Rockets to tonight? The pace has got to be to Jackson Center's liking. Slow it down. Make Anna beat you in the half court. First time around, Jackson Center was defeated by Anna 65-48 at the Habitat of the Cat. Opening five just introduced for Jackson Center. Trent Flatfoot, 12 points a game. 6'1", senior wing player. T.J. Esther, 6-foot senior, 8 points a game at a guard. Christopher Elkert, 5'9", out front, a junior, 8 points a game. Jaron Reese at a forward, 6'2", junior, 4.5 a game. And Aiden Reichert, 6'4", sophomore, 14 per outing. Here's the five for the Anna Rockets. Isaac Leininger at guard, 5'11", he's a junior, just under 6 points a game. Griffin Dosick in the opening five. Dosick, 6'5", senior, 14.5 a game. Carter Elliott in the post, 6'4", senior, 9 points a game. And that duo at guard, they're averaging 30 points between them. Riley Yulskamp, 5'10", junior, 14 a game. Bart Bixler, 5'11", junior, 16 a game. Nate Barhorst, head coach Anna. Scott Elkert, head coach Jackson Center. We've got two masterminds.
Two of the best, that's a fact. I love to watch Anna play offense, and there's nothing like watching Jackson Center play defense. So that's a great matchup. I'm just not sure the Rockets don't have a little too much, but we'll see, because I've seen bigger upsets than this one would be tonight.
Well, on this floor, we saw Fort Loramie give Anna a serious scare. Fort Loramie led for 28, 29 minutes, got beat by 8 in the last few minutes when Anna hit a string of free throws. Rushi stayed within 10 of Anna for the entire game here.
Yeah.
In a game we covered on a Tuesday night recently. Rushi couldn't get over the hump. Got it down to 4 or 5 a couple times. Anna wound up winning it to 6, I believe, at 58-52. So Anna's had a couple close calls here in the league at home because the opposition knows the Rockets so well. Anna takes the tip to start. Here's Leininger, top of the circle, picked up by Christopher Elkert. Deep in the right corner, Bixler rotates on top to Carter Elliott. Left side, Leininger. Here's Hjulskamp, far left wing. Blackfoot checks him. Now behind the arc on the right flank, it's Elliott. Anna has not gotten the ball down foul line extended yet. Here's Elliott chucking up a 3 straight on. It swirls around, comes out, holding on the Tigers. It was Reichert.
Well, he's the one that went to the floor. I didn't see the foul, but there's no arguing from this Tiger bench, so that must have been a good call.
Yeah, Reichert was spilled to the ground, but maybe he latched onto an Anna player on the inside, and the momentum from that entanglement caused him to hit the deck.
They can't afford him to get in foul trouble.
Here's Dosik in the post, on the arc to Hjulskamp. Little shot fake, then lines up a 3, missed it off the back iron. 2 triples by Anna, each a miss. Here comes Jackson Center. Straight away, flat foot, deep right corner. It goes to Elkert. Baseline, Reichert wants to move on Dosik. Little up and under move with the left hand. It rolled off, followed by Reese. It's short. He missed the gimmick. Reichert's was a Harlem Globetrotter shot.
It almost went in.
Yeah. We played a minute, no score. Anna, forecourt to our right. Here is Bixler, darts into the lane, flips it out, back to Hjulskamp. Hjulskamp lobbing Dosik mid-post back to the basket, squares up on Reichert, spin move on him, powers to the bucket, great D by Reichert, shot is short. Rebound comes down to Jackson Center. Dosik did everything in his power to will that one to go in, strong move, formidable shot, but excellent in-your-face defense, shoulder-to-shoulder by Aiden Reichert of Jackson Center, and the ball is left hanging on the iron. Still zip, zip. We played nearly 2 minutes. On the arc, it is Elkert with the ball. Looks for Flatfoot cutting. Can't get it to him. Deep right corner. Reichert for Jackson Center. Now Flatfoot picked up by Hjulskamp. Now here's Reichert 25 feet away. Down to 5:55 to go. First quarter still. Nothing, nothing. Jackson Center with 2 shots. Anna with 3. Here's a drive. Jaron Reese carves out space in the lane. And his arm is yanked on. He's fouled as he goes up to deliver it toward the iron. A couple of free throws coming here for Jaron Reese of Jackson Center.
Quick first step that time. Got him open. He wasn't going to make the shot, but they bailed him out by grabbing his arm.
Now Reese, like all these Tigers, will take it to the cup on you. Jaron, like a Statue of Liberty on the free throw, extends both arms way up above his head and then flicks it, and he swishes it. Number 2 is coming. These 2 teams shoot free throws at about 71%, both of them near 80 in the fourth quarter all year long. And Jaron Reese spikes in the second free throw. 2-0, Jackson Center. 5:44 to go here in the first quarter. On the arc, it's Bixler for Anna. Straight away, Leininger. Anna Rockets got some first place votes in the state Division 3 boys poll this week. They're ranked 3rd in Ohio. Here is Hjulskamp to Bixler. To Hjulskamp on the drive. Laid it up off the backboard. Too high. Rebound Jackson Center. Well, so far, Anna Rockets 0 for 4. Baseline left to Therese. Carves out space in the lane. Oh, a nifty reverse layup. Jackson Center's got a 4-0 lead. 4 points for Reese of the Tigers. Jaron Reese has got his per-game average almost. He's just under 5 on the year. Bixler left open for Anna. He tries to guide up a 3-pointer. Left it shy of the mark. Easy rebound. Corralled by the Tigers. flat foot, barrels down the right side of the floor. In between the circles. Foul line, enters the lane. Deep right corner, Christopher Elkert. Left-hand dribble on top. Down to 4:40 left to go first quarter. Anna being shut out so far. Left side of the court, Flatfoot. Hilskamp overplays him to the baseline. Flatfoot takes it. Top of the key, nearly walked. Now to Elkert. He circles into the lane. To Reichert, near side for a triple. It hits the front rim way up in the air as Elliott. He snatches the rebound for Anna. Up ahead to Dosik. Now to Hilskamp. 4:22 left first quarter. 4-0 Jackson Center. Nearly a walk by Leininger. Near side, it goes on the play to Hilskamp. Into the lane, leaves it out back for Bixler. Elbow left. Deep left side of the floor, it's Elliott. Around and out on the three. Dosik gets the rebound, hands off to Leininger. Little four-footer, bouncing no good. He's tapped on the shoulder and is awarded two.
Nice pass by Dosik that time. He had it. He was going to go up contested, and he found Leininger down there. And Jackson did a nice job of fouling him. It was just going to be a layup.
Unselfish play by Griffin Dosik of the Rockets for sure. Chuck, we thought on a Tuesday night here, when Anna had no school recently during the week, we believed the Rockets were a little flat against Rushi and somewhat sluggish here at the outset of this game this evening.
Well, I think both teams didn't have school today. And I tell you what, it makes a difference.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have control of the kids.
Nope. When your routine is broken.
And you can hope they're not home eating a bag of potato chips and scarfing down Coke with their kids.
Well, I'm home eating chips and dip.
But we don't have to worry about it. We have to sit here.
And my soft drink's got a big scoop of ice cream in it. Well, both free throws were dropped in by Anna to make it 4-2. Jackson Center in the lead. 3:55 to go here in the first quarter. Here is Christopher Elkert to Jaron Reese to T.J. Hester. Down the lane, little runner right in front. It floated off the rim. Rebounding foul against the Tigers.
That was a good take by Hester. I don't mind him taking that shot at all. He got to the rim, just didn't drop.
3 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Jackson Center 4, Anna 2. Far right wing, it's Bixler. Gives it up to Dosik. Fadeaway triple, right flank. It's in and out. Cam Stewart's on the floor now for Anna. He nearly got the rebound. It's in the right corner. Hilskamp tries to save. He went right into the chest of the Tiger mascot. Flipped it back in, but was out of bounds.
I think the Tiger ought to be shooting two. That was a foul.
Yeah, it looked like he defended nicely and drew the charge. Here comes Jackson Center over the timeline. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Christopher Elker. Left side pass to Reichert. Dosik fights through the screen. It's a moving pick set out high by Reese of Jackson Center. And he's got two fouls already.
He got all 4 points and both fouls. On that heads the last two times, they're giving Dosik a real good look because they're hedging and he's going over top. And getting a good look, they need to be able to make sure if he's going to miss them, they can continue to do that.
Elliott and Dosik have had two long range in and out shots for Anna, which has the ball. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. 4-2 Jackson Center. Cam Stewart on the floor now for the Rockets. 6'1 junior. He's the specialist. Very good defensively. Does the dirty work down inside. Scrappy. He'll drive, take it to the cup. Oftentimes guards the better offensive perimeter player on the opposing team. Here's Anna trying to lob to the short corner. Jackson Center fouls over the back, and that's two personals on another Tiger.
That's on Elkert, and boy, Reichert.
Wow. And you're right, Chuck, that's a grand total of 5 team fouls already against the visitors. 40.
Two on Reese, two on Reichert. That's not good.
Jackson Center's limited Anna to 2 points so far in the first quarter. We played better than 5 minutes. Ball inbounded to Stewart. Broken up and stolen on the play by Jackson Center. Long heave down the floor for the Tigers. Collision. Leininger's got a good angle at the ball for Jackson Center. And he's plowed into by Flatfoot. And Anna is one foul short of being in the bonus with close to 3 minutes left in the first quarter.
I didn't care for that call. Two kids going after the basketball. Nobody gained an advantage there. The ball was flying out of bounds.
I agree. Let it go.
It counted.
Yeah, yep. 2:40 left, opening period, driving into the lane, goes Bixler. Bixler's guarded very well, and then makes a late pass and goes out of bounds. Bart occasionally will do that, Chuck. He'll leave his feet
and hope.
Yeah, then look for the receiver who may not be there. That Jackson Center has stymied Anna at the offensive end. Here come the Tigers quickly up the floor. New player on the court is Garrett Heitkamp, a 5'11 junior. Far side of the court, it's T.J. Esther, barrels into the lane. Blackfoot's got it, left corner. Esther fed him. He straddled the arc and buried a long two-pointer.
Yeah, he got a toe on the line that time.
Bowen Blackfoot is that open, Chuck. It's just a long free throw.
Yeah, he's a good shooter.
6-2, Jackson Center, 2 minutes left here in the first quarter. Deep right corner, Stewart for Anna. Out high to Leininger, shake and bake move. Tries to carve out area in the lane, can't do it. Leaves it behind him for Bixler. Bixler into the paint, back to the basket, on the arc to Stewart. Line drive, three, missed it wide left. Dosek with the rebound, got it for two, and a foul against Jackson Center. Ball came off weak side. Dosek went up, wrapped his forearm around it, cradled it, stuck it back in. He's at the stripe.
Well, they lost 5 inches when Reichert went out trying to guard Dosek, so that's going to be a tough call. They're going to have to put a body on him way before the shot.
Dosek's free throw hit the front rim, back rim, front rim, side rim, in.
That was Anna's first basket, by the way.
And it took him better than 6 minutes. 6-5, Jackson Center. Six or seven players in backcourt, ball lobbed in on the play to Blackfoot. He goes up the floor in a hurry to Esser in the right corner. He jacks up a three, air balls it. Rebound Bixler, three on two. Oh, what a dandy. Yolskamp, Stewart for the layup. Nicely done. Anna's got the lead.
When you run the floor, good things happen.
7-6, Rockets. Minute 26 left. Opening stanza. Dribbling up the left side, Elkert, not over the timeline yet. That's a good battle there. Elkert, Bixler. Elkert falls down. Bixler steals. He's ahead of the pack to the rim. Missed it, no good. Followed by Stewart is in. Anna's got the lead, 9-6. Boy, these are the kind of Rocket runs that you need to avoid if you're the opposition. It was 6-2, Jackson Center. It's 9-6, Anna. 56 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here is Heitkamp out near midcourt for Jackson Center. He's being well guarded, harassed by two players, and a technical foul has been whistled against Jackson Center at side court.
Yeah, they called it on Scott Elkert. I'm sure he had a little something to say about the last two calls and the fact that there was a lot of body in there, but, you know, I mean, hey, he's been doing this a long time. He doesn't get them unless he wants them.
Riley Yolskamp at the free throw line for Anna, up and in. Rockets lead at 10-6. Here's the second tech. There was no foul on the floor on that play, although Jackson Center is now charged with eight fouls in the first 7 minutes of this game. And Anna, after the next one, Chuck, will be in the double bonus the rest of this initial half of the game. Both shots up and in by Yolskamp. The second one danced around and fell through.
And Scott Elkert now has to sit the rest of the game.
Here come the Rockets over the timeline. Once down, 6-2, 9 straight by Anna. Head of the key, Stewart. Lobs down inside to Dosek. It is tipped away by Jackson Center into the lap of Heitkamp. Heitkamp over the timeline, picked up by Stewart. Heitkamp veers left. Also on the floor, Garrett Pringer, 6 foot junior for Jackson Center. Blackfoot's got the ball now. He must control it. Reichert's on the bench in addition. Deep right side of the floor is Garrett Heitkamp with 23 seconds to go in the first quarter. And up five. Ball handed off to Blackfoot. No doubt he'll keep it, but to the remaining 15 seconds. Hands to Elkert's got to come right back to this side to Trent Blackfoot. Elkert veers down to the left. Gives it to the guard wearing number three. It's Blackfoot. He shoved out near the timeline. Really no harm in that foul, though. 7.1 remaining. Jackson's got to throw it in at side court.
I thought we were in New York City for a second. The old Bronx cheer for the call. It's 8-2 is the team fouls, is what everybody's kind of concerned about on the Jackson side.
Esther inbounds to Blackfoot. There he goes. Head of the key, foul line. Running jump shot. Makes it with 2 seconds to go. He pumped it in over Yolskamp. Anna hurls up a long 55-footer wide of the mark. No, And the first quarter ends. It's a good one. Anna 11, Jackson Center 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh,
a margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah,
a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these additional underwriting sponsors, including the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Tell Jolene Renderly you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And thanks to Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, it's grown to include 8 outstanding divisions. They're expanding at Wells Brothers. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, and Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, plus Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Jackson Center with possession, opening half minute, second quarter. Anna once trailed 6-2, Rockets now lead 11-8, Anna reeled off 9 in a row. Here's a turnaround fadeaway in the lane by Flatfoot, who posts up, good move, he knocks it down.
He elevates so well on that jump shot.
Interesting. Head coach Scott Elkert of Jackson Center leaving Aiden Reichert, the 14-point scorer, on the bench.
He's checked in at the scorer's table.
Oh, here's an inside pass by Anna. A good feed. What a pass by Carter Elliott in the left corner into the mid-post area to Griffin Dosick. He flexed his muscle. He forced his way to the basket, banked it in right off the window, and he was walloped on the shoulder as he converted, and he's at the stripe.
So they're going to get a full dose of that now, because with Reichert back in there, unless they change up and don't guard him with Reichert,
yeah,
they're going to throw the ball inside to him constantly.
Better believe it. Dosick capitalizes. He's got the three-point play as he produces the free throw, and it's 14-10 Anna, Rockets' biggest lead. Reichert back out there for Jackson Center. He's got to play. Sophomore, fine score, just under 15 a game. He's got 2 personals, though. Jackson Center's committed 9 fouls. Here's Reichert with the ball. Short corner. Baseline left. Hits the cutter down the lane. It's Esser. Shot fake underneath. He's bodied, knocked to the deck, and fouled. He's got 2 coming. Yep, that's where Jackson Center, Chuck, can stay close in this game if the Tigers can penetrate, get to the stripe, and score some free points.
Absolutely.
6:46 to go. Quarter number 2. 2 shots here for Jackson Center's Esser. In and out. It rattled and plop right back through. 14-11, Anna by 3. Don't forget that Fort Loramie Elementary School prom dress exchange is this Sunday. We'll give you details momentarily. Second free throw, no good. Rebound by Huelskamp down to Bixler for Anna. To Stewart, deep in the right corner. High right to Elliott. Now Huelskamp 25 feet away, right back into Dosick, goes opposite to Bixler, shot fake on the arc, deals to Stewart, right corner, line drive 3, rolled off, what a rebound by Elliott on the interior, right back out to Bixler 25 feet away. Anna got the offensive glass, and we'll be able to create another shot here in this possession. 6:12 to go, second quarter, 14-11 Anna. Here's a lob to the baseline, short corner, Bixler threw it too high for Elliott, out of bounds. And a photographer down there managed to corral it. Jackson Center comes up the floor. Reichert in possession, 2 minutes gone, quarter number 2. 3-point lead, Anna. Rockets in the home white, top to bottom, green numerals, green piping. Jackson Center, the road, black. White numbers, orange trim. Orange color at the base of the black shorts, dribbling his height, Camp head of the key. Circles some more, goes to Blackfoot, foul line extended right. Thought about shooting, didn't, gave it to Riker, 25 feet away. He barges into the lane, a running shot with the left hand, yes. That's vintage, Aiden Riker right there. He's a bull, tough to stop when he gets up ahead of steam. And Jackson centers within one, 14-13. 5:20 left here in quarter number two. Carter Elliott, left side of the floor to Bixler for Anna. He's been defended real well. Into the mid post, it's Elliott. Backing down Riker. Tries to go up and under, can't. Great D. Back on the arc to Dosik. Left corner, Bixler. Long set shot, three-pointer. Hit the back brace, kicked to midcourt. Hulskamp cuts it off. He chucks up the triple. In, out. Oh, my goodness. It was down below the rim. You could see two-thirds of the ball through the net. It came out. Jackson Center got the board. Here's Esser wedging out space in the lane. Behind him to Flatfoot. It looks online, but it's short. Long rebound ricochets to Esser. Jackson Center still has it. Down one. 4:35 to go, second quarter. Each team getting offensive rebounds, extending possessions. Here's Reichert, far right side, goes to work on Dosik, and Dosik gives him the knee, common foul, out of bounds. That's a call that maybe Scott Elkert got.
I was just getting ready to say that. Yeah. There are times where you get that technical only because, and he called the one official over, not the one who called the tee, but the other, talked to him the full time, and now they've gotten a couple of calls that were borderline, could have gone either way.
Yep, I agree. 4:28 left, quarter number two, 14-13, Anna. Elkert inbounds, low on the left, it's Reichert. Fadeaway, eight-footer around the side of the backboard. It glanced off the iron, rebound Bixler. Bixler up ahead to Leininger, in the lane, dipsy-doo, up and under, high off the backboard, hit the rim, caromed out. Rebound Jackson Center, a chance for the lead. Half the second quarter gone. Here's Elkert, 25 feet away. Hop, step, and a jump all the way beneath the rim. Ball thrown to Heitkamp, back out on the arc. No shot taken by the Tigers. 4 minutes even to go. Quarter number two, 14-13, Anna. Scoring pace of this game to the Tigers' liking for certain.
Absolutely.
Here's Esser. Here's Blackfoot between the rings. Hulskamp checks him. Left side of the floor, Esser. Guarded by Bixler. Esser fakes right, goes left. Uses a screen from Heitkamp. No, he doesn't. Back out to Reichert. Head of the key. Guarded there, 25 feet away. Elliott covers him. Ball dealt right flank to Reichert. Between the rings now to Christopher Elkert. All the way down to 3:20 to go in quarter number two. Elkert, a sliver of an opening, goes baseline, gets caught beneath the backboard in trouble, and then heaves it out of bounds side court.
Yeah, he's getting himself down on that baseline in trouble.
That was a lengthy Jackson Center
possession for nothing.
Exactly. It came up empty.
Yep. He needs to keep his dribble when he gets down there on the baseline.
A good minute plus off the clock. Nothing to show for it. Annaba won. 3 minutes to go. Second quarter. Here's a drive into the lane. It is Hulskamp. He skipped around his defender. Rimmed the shot. A lid on it. Hit both ends right now, especially for Anna, which has had several in and out. Lipping the rim, circling two, three times, not going down. Jackson Center still within one. 2:40 to go, second quarter. Reichert, head of the key. Jackson Center in foul trouble, trying to weather the storm. Flatfoot's got an opening. He drives, pulls up from 10. He pulled the string on it. It was short. Anna got the rebound. And going up the floor in a hurry with the Rockets, however, the whistle had been blown.
Well, it was a nice rebound by Dosik, but if he clipped his toenails, he wouldn't have been out of bounds. His toe touched right on the edge.
Ball lobbed in, head of the key, Reichert. Reichert foul line extended right, jump shot, swish! 16-footer, Tigers in front by one. 15-14, 2:23 to go first half. Head of the key, Elliott. Left side, Hulskamp. Hulskamp and Vicks were pretty silent. Little pick and roll. Ball lobbed inside to Elliott. Busted up the Jackson Center. Elliott got a finger on it. Out of bounds. Tigers possession. 2:14 to go, second quarter. 9 team fouls in Jackson Center. Tigers have been right there. Anna can't get to the double bonus.
They have not shot any one-on-ones either.
Up over the timeline, Esser for Jackson Center. Little jab step against Leininger. down the right side of the paint, on top to Garrett Heitkamp. Heitkamp not out there to score. He's just a release foul. Baseline right, flat foot, tried to maneuver back to the basket, couldn't. Opposite side, Riker steps back, lets it fly over Dosik, short from 18. Rebound, Anna. Here comes Leininger, a minute 40 to go, second quarter. Anna down one now. Left flank, it's Bixler. To Dosik, Heitkamp over back, knocked it away. Loose ball left corner, tracked down on the play by Bixler, but he stepped out right in front of the Tiger cheerleaders.
Wow. That is six turnovers now for the Rockets.
And we've got a timeout by Anna head coach Nate Barhorst. 93 seconds to go, first half. Jackson Center up one, 15-14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, Chuck, I think I'm correct. You agree with me. Jackson Center's weathered the storm early on. A lot of foul trouble. Reichert playing successfully with two. May be able to finish out the second quarter with just two personal fouls.
Yeah, I think that with a 1:33 to go, they'll probably let him stay out there to down to under a minute. With next dead ball, I think we'll see him come out.
Platfoot veers over the timeline for Jackson Center. Far right side, it's Reichert. He's guarded 25 feet away now by Justin Murray, 6'4 junior, who's checked in. Murray, a 220-pounder. Good matchup right there, Murray and Reichert. Elkert, left side, Heitkamp. He's left wide open. Look out. Got it. Three-pointer. Anna disregarded him. Garrett Heitkamp threw it in from downtown. And Jackson Center's got a four-point advantage, 18-14. 56 seconds to go, first half. Garrett Heitkamp lobbed it in from range. Here's a three-pointer high left by Leininger of Anna. Swish! He retaliates.
That was big.
Yes, it was. Otherwise, Jackson Center would have had a four-point spread of the ball to close out the first half. One-point lead, Tigers, half minute remaining. Reichert on the dribble between the rings. Head coach Scott Elkert signals a play. Left side, Garrett Heitkamp fumbled the ball, got it back. Oh, he muffed it. It's not ruled a double dribble. I think that's a wise decision by the referee. Hand off to Riker, 25 feet away, back to Platfoot. Tigers will keep it in his hands as much as possible the remaining 12 seconds. Platfoot is back near the center line. Hands it off on the play to Esser with six, with five. Here's Esser barging down the lane. Almost fell down and slipped.
Wow.
Shot a fadeaway and made it with a second to go in the second quarter. What a play by Esser. Looked like, Chuck, he could have been whistled for a slight travel. Skidded on the hardwood, falling down, landed right on his rump. But the shot went through. It beat the buzzer. And amazingly, Jackson Center in deep foul trouble early leads Anna 20-17 here at the half. It's a big game. Anna's got a two-game cushion in the Shelby County League. A win by Anna with two more league games after this one wraps up the crown for the Rockets. Meanwhile, the Tigers can make the race interesting. Jackson Center can pull within a game of Anna with an upset victory here tonight at the Rockets gym. 20-17, Anna down here after two quarters of play to Jackson Center. Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report is coming up here shortly. We're back in 60. Three-point lead, Tigers over the Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee. Scores, broadcast.com. We are at Anna. Rockets trail, Jackson Center, 20-17 halftime. An upset is brewing. Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Carl Arnes, the new owner, has been running the show for about 14 months. He creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. It's perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy that new late-night menu. Brookins open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Anna trailing Jackson Center by three. A surprise in place right now here at the Rockets gym.
Well, and on the note of the Rockets, I just heard from Scott Ward. He's at the Versailles Minster game. Versailles is up 64-32. Woo. In that one, which is an absolute, not a shock. Woo. They're winning, but a shock they're up 32 points. Anna has a 12-9 rebounding advantage, 5-2 on the offensive boards. They turned the ball over six times. Jackson only turned it twice. Anna continues their red-hot free throw shooting, 6-for-6 in the first half. Jackson was 3-of-4. Individual scoring for the Tigers, they scored. Flatfoot had 6. They got 4 each from Reichert and Reese. They got 3 from Esser, 3 from Garrett Heitkamp. They scored 8 and 12, 20 in the first half. And on the other hand, led by Griffin Dosick with 6. They got 5 from Leininger, 4 from Cam Stewart, and 2 from Huelskamp. Bixler didn't score, and they scored 11 and 6 points. That might be the low water for them in a quarter this year, 6.
Wow.
And they trailed 20-17 at the half.
Chuck, each time we see Jackson Center, I become more and more impressed with the players in addition to Flatfoot and Reichert, young men like Reese and Esser, Heitkamp off the bench in this game tonight. They all look more comfortable. They all look more sure of themselves. They're contributing more. Jackson Center is developing. It's a much better, well-rounded club than it was back in early December.
Well, we have had some conversations about who would Rushi want to play. The way Jackson is getting better and better, I'm not sure Rushi wants to play Loramie or they could beat either one.
Right.
But I'm just saying, I don't think they have a clear-cut choice.
No.
At pick who they want to play.
Chuck, you mentioned the score, halftime or second half, it's probably. Because
they started a half an hour earlier.
Right. Versailles has rolled up 64 points on Minster already and has doubled the score, 64-32. Rushi must have awakened Versailles last weekend in that game we covered here on Scores Broadcast. And Versailles is lurking for Anna tomorrow night. And boy, Anna's got to get charged up and play far better in this game. Can't worry about Versailles tomorrow evening yet, but it's a tough double weekend for the Anna Rockets.
Yeah, I mean, this is a home game, and this is one that they ought to win. I mean, they have had some games where they were close at halftime and then really turned it on.
Yeah.
I expect them to turn the heat up defensively a little bit, which is what they did. They were down 9 points to Loramie about midway through the third quarter and ended up just shutting them down and winning the game by 8.
Yep, that's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Jackson Center 20, Anna 17 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Anna is behind the Jackson Center, 20-17, 2 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Our student-athlete spotlight here on Scores Broadcast, underwritten as always by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com. It's done so since our start the last 13 years. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And that move to Jackson Center happened back in 1982. Here tonight, we highlight a couple cheerleaders, one from each school. They're under the spotlight thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. For Anna, sophomore cheerleader Abigail Plyman, daughter of Dan Plyman and Mike and Betsy Martin, outstanding 3.9 GPA student, participates in French Club. I spoke a little French with her in the pregame. She knew far more than I did. Takes part in one act, the book club, FTA, volunteers for the church nursery. She liked to study nursing at the University of Toledo. And by the way, she's got two twin brothers, does Abigail. They are 11, Zeb and Zach, and another brother, Isaiah, who also cheers for the Anna cheerlead squad. From Jackson Center, we highlight freshman cheerleader Gabrielle Woolley, W-O-O-L-E-Y. Parents are Greg and Jennifer, both Jackson Center grads. She's a 4.0 student, student council, second base for softball, volunteers at church, basketball, volleyball, undecided about the college. She'd like to teach elementary education. Has a sister, Grace, who's a freshman, a brother, Tristan, in the fifth grade. Gabrielle Woolley, Jackson Center, Abigail Plyman, Anna, under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Now both teams out on the floor. Bart Bixler has been blanked so far in this game.
He's only got a couple of shots off. I think we're going to see him try to get to the rim here in the second half, that's for sure.
No doubt. And Bixler's got the ball deep in the right corner for Anna, which is down 20-17. We start the third period. Inside to Dosik. Dosik spinning, turning, up off the backboard, blocked from behind. He was triple-teamed. Great defense by Jackson Center. Loose ball rebound to the Tigers, who are able to deny Anna on its initial possession of the second half. Deep left side of the floor, Reichert for the Tigers. He's being barricaded by Dosik. He won't let Aiden drive. Aiden gives it up, gets it back in the post, goes to work, plows into Dosik. A looping left-hand shot is in! Oh, from the short corner, that was well done.
Good job of getting your body on him and then getting some separation. That was a heck of a shot.
Exactly. He was able to get maybe 6 inches or a foot between his shoulders and Dosik's and made the basket. What a play by Reichert. And then at the other end, the Tigers' defense stymies Anna, which is guilty of a charge.
That's the third foul on Dosik. And Reese back in the game. Great defense right there.
5-point lead, Jackson Center. Anna Rockets in some trouble. Anna grabbed the momentum briefly, middle of the first quarter. ran off seven straight after being down 6-2. The Jackson Center has been able to weather the storm. Tigers back up five. Here's a backdoor play. Low in the right, it's Esser. Shot faked it up strong. It is short, no good. Tie up on the rebound.
Wow, what a rebound right there.
Arrow enables the Tigers to keep it. That was a good delivery from out back by Elkert down low on the right. Tigers couldn't convert. A jump ensued. Tigers retain the ball. It's entered low on the left. It's Reichert. Goes up strong over Dostik again. Got it. Oh, is Aiden Reichert feeling it.
Well, he can play a little more loose now. The two fouls in the third quarter is different than two fouls in the first.
And Dosick's got three.
Yep, he has to let him go a little bit.
Yep, 24-17. Anna behind by seven. Rockets in some hot water. Here's Hillscamp on the arc. Straight away Elliott. Right side, Leininger. Leininger backs off. Jackson Center's defense thwarting the Rockets again in this possession. Here's a drive by Bixler. Back to the basket in the lane area. Goes up against Flatfoot. Flatfoot plays pretty good D. Got hand on ball, but wrist as well. It's ruled two shots for Bixler, who's deadly at the stripe, about 78% on the year.
That was the correct call. That was the right call to make right there. He did go up straight with him, but he got him on the wrist.
Hillscamp, an 83% foul shooter. Bixler just under 78. Dosick, 72. Free throw, Bixler got it. 24-18. Jackson Center in the lead by six. Tigers had led by seven. Second free throw in again. 24-19.
Well, they got kind of a Penn State whiteout going on here. They should have learned after watching Penn State get beat by Ohio State every time they do this.
Yeah, many of the Rocket fans, especially the youth crowd, has put aside the green for white. Both free throws made by Bixler. Here's Jackson Center countering. Oh, what a shot fake by Flatfoot in the right corner. He pulled in closer and drilled the two-pointer. Seven-point lead again. High efficient offense for Jackson Center. Here's a long three by Elliott. Got it for Anna. Way out back. 24-footer. That was a big triple.
That was good defense that time, and he just stood there and knocked it down.
26-22. Jackson Center by four. Up the left side, it's Reese. Reese fakes right, goes left. Deals it behind him in the corner. Or I should say that was not Reese on the drive. The ball, that was Esser. Delivered it to Reese. It went awry. Bad pass. Jackson Center a little bit too hasty on that trip down. And Anna gets it back, trailing by four. In the post, back to the basket. It is Murray to Leininger. Rotated far right to Bixler. Wants to drive on Flatfoot. Spinning move by Bart. Rim the 8-foot fade away. Reichert clears the boards for Jackson Center. Bixler's tried to show his stuff here in the third quarter. Can't do it. Here's a drive by Elkert. He took it the last 50 feet all the way down the floor in the lane. No chance to make that. It was cramped.
Well, Murray's in there for Dosick with the three fouls. He's doing he's not a real threat offensively, but boy, he's doing a good job defensively.
Inbounding Jackson Center. Deep right corner, Flatfoot. Or look for him to keep the ball in his hands a lot, most every possession the rest of this way. He and Reichert. Reichert's got it now. He's got a little crease down the lane. It is a continuation play. Shot goes in, and it counts, and a foul on Anna. Nifty play by Reichert. He looked like a nimble guard.
Yeah, he took a step and a half there, and he went from the foul line to the rim in a step and a half.
He had 9 points in the first meeting. He was throttled. How many for him in this game tonight, Chuck?
11 now.
Free throw up and in. 29-22. So the long trifecta by Elliott for Anna matched with the three-point play the old-fashioned way down to a right by Reichert. Jackson Center, is that a man-to-man or zone, Chuck?
Oh, they're still playing man.
Are they? Yep, they sure are. Here's Dosick, baseline right. He's back on the floor. He's double-teamed, and his arm is grabbed.
Well, we are almost, we're two and a half quarters into this game, and Anna has six baskets.
Amazing.
That's usually a first quarter thing for them.
Yep, seeing the Rockets much of the first half of the year as we have, I wouldn't have dreamed this possible tonight. But against the Scott Elkert coach defense, you can be had. Here's Stewart, deep left corner for Anna. Dangerous pass, cross court to Hillscamp. Hillscamp to Bixler between the rings. Bixler wants to drive, gives it up to Leininger. long three-pointer. We can tell from here. It's off to the right. Rebound, Reichert with position. Anna's on his shoulder. Oh, the Tigers have got the Rockets' number. It looks to me like Anna's confidence is shaking a little bit.
Well, that when in a close game like this and a team that's playing this good of defense, that basket starts to shrink on you when you go up to shoot it.
Yep. Here in backcourt, Elkert roams up the left side for Jackson Center. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Upset in the making. Jackson Center now ahead by seven. 2 7-point leads for the Tigers in this period alone. Baseline drive on the play. Reese for Jackson
wow.
Center. Oh, he got a friendly bounce. It was way short. It crawled over the rim. Somehow, some way, the awkward 12-footer by Reese rolled through. And a fan startled. We couldn't believe it went in either. I don't think Jared thought it was on the money, but he'll take it. A shooter's roll, and the lead has swollen to 9. We're beyond the midway point, third quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Chuck, I'm still marveling at the last make by Jackson Center. Reese on the baseline looked like it was low, flat. The shot seemingly hit the rim on the way up. Looked like it almost stuck back there between the rim and backboard on the lower part of the flange, but it crawled up and over, had some overspin.
Yeah, it had top spin. He thought he was serving.
And as a result, it's a 9-point game. Here's a great give and go by Anna.
Good
Gilskamp down the lane. Late feed on the play to Dosik. He missed it. Undercut near the rim. He's got 2 free throws coming.
Yeah, Elkert tried to take the charge there, but that was a correct call right there.
Yep. Anichuk's had a number of shots. Backboard, rim, hang, spin, in and out, lip it, come off. Free throw, Dosik, good. 31-23, Jackson Center's 9-point lead shaved to 8. You heard me right, Jackson Center had been up 9. 3:41 to go in the third. Dosik in, out, it hangs, and that one falls in. He converts twice. 7-point lead, Jackson Center. A lot of pressure in backcourt. Stewart knocks it away. He's got a steal. That's what he does. On the arc of Gilskamp, a long 3 air ball. Leininger can't save. He's on the stripe. Well, Anna got the steal, and uncharacteristically, Gilskamp, an open J from distance, didn't even catch orange.
Wasn't close.
No. Here is Reichert in backcourt for Jackson Center. When in doubt, give it to Aiden at 6'3 and a half, 6'4. He'll barge up the floor with it. He'll have a hard time getting it from him. He dealt it on the play to Esser. Now Reichert out high. 3 team fouls each way. 3:15 left here in the third quarter. Jackson Center ahead by 7. Riker's got an opening. Pulls up, elbow in the right. Hits the 15-footer. Jackson Center very efficient offensively tonight.
He has been the difference, just like Dosik was the first time.
Here is Bixler. Spin moving the lane. Has an opening.
Wow.
To the rack. He's got it. Oh, what a play by Bixler. Foul in that sequence. That was a twisting maneuver around Flatfoot, who tagged him on the elbow as he went to the basket. 3 on Flatfoot.
That's his third.
33-26. 3-point chance for Bixler. Way short, uncharacteristically. He didn't get it there. 7-point edge, Jackson Center, which produced the rebound and fed it down the floor to Esser at midcourt. Swiped on the play by Leininger. Leininger on a bust out. He's grabbed near the basket while shooting. Well, you mentioned, Chuck, Anna's got to turn up the heat defensively, try to generate some live ball turnovers. Nearly got a layup there in transition, but Leininger's back at the strike. He's got a couple shots coming. 2:42 to go, third quarter. 7-point lead, Jackson Center. Leininger connects. And the once 9-point edge for Jackson Center is now 6. 33-27. 2:42 to go in the third. Referees again chatting with head coach Scott Elker to Jackson Center. Both shots, Leininger on target. 5-point game. 10 players in backcourt. Esser lobs it to Platfoot, who reaches up to grab it. He's in backcourt against Hillscamp. He glides across. Back to the basket. Down the right side to Esser. Esser in the right corner. Feeds post. It's Platfoot. On Hillscamp. Platfoot up and under. It's dancing on the rim. It comes off to the far side. But he was knocked to the deck, and he'll get two. That shot almost went in.
I don't know if you noticed it. His eyes never went off the rim. He got hit, and he shot the ball. His eyes were right on the rim. That's a basketball play.
Yeah, his eyes were on the rim as he was falling to the floor, belted with the foul. The free throw by Platfoot goes way short.
A little short.
Foul in the act of shooting, gets two. Everybody was on the edge of their seats. That shot by Platfoot from the floor, on which he was fouled, hit about every centimeter of the rim and came off. Second free throw, spins around and comes away. Rebound by Anna, down five. Deep in the right corner, Leininger. High left to Stewart. Cam Stewart back on the floor for the Rockets. Gives it up between the rings to Hillscamp. Oh, he almost dragged the foot. Gave it to Bixler. 2:09 to go, third quarter. Baseline, short corner, Dosik. Back on the arc, Leininger inside the arc, right corner, rim the 17-footer. Jackson Center generates the board. Here comes Esser, storming his way down the left side. Anna doubling the ball whenever possible. Handoff back to Esser. Deep left corner, Reichert against Stewart. Now Esser, interesting assignment there. Cam Stewart's got Aiden Reichert.
I think that's a good defensive change right there by Coach Barhorst.
Tigers thought about going back door. Didn't. 1:35 left in the third. Jackson Center by five. Between the circles, it is Esser. Now Reichert against Stewart. Aiden wants to put the ball on the deck and take him to the cup. Let's see if he can do it. He spins far corner. Here he goes. All the way to the basket. Banked it. Rimmed it. No. Offensive foul, Reichert.
Yeah, if you saw that one being set up right there.
Yeah.
Leininger went down there and just waited. He knew what was getting ready to happen.
Who drew the charge for Anna?
Leininger.
Well done by him. It took a lot of work. Eventually, Reichert was able to turn the corner, get his shoulder around Cam Stewart, but Leininger had sloughed off and helped. He drew the charge. Here's Elliott at the elbow. Down inside to Dosik. Reverse layup. No good. Tip to Stewart. No good. What a rebound by Esser of Jackson Center. Loops it down the floor to Elker. Great catch. Three-pointer, Christopher. Yes! Christopher Elkert bombs away. That swan dive, three-point shot of his. Here's Hillscamp in a hurry up. He barges down the floor for Anna, forces the action, and attracts a two-shot foul with 52 seconds to go in the third. That was an enormous three by Elkert. That was one of those, Chuck. Jackson Center had the ball in the half court, no more than about four or five dribbles, and his dad, head coach Scott, was saying, no, 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 don't shoot that. Don't shoot that. Don't you dare.
Boy, when he gets his feet set, if he gets a good look at it, he's got a kind of a slow release. But, boy, he's a driller when he can get his feet set.
Oh, yeah, from 25, 28 feet. First free throw, Anna, was pumped up there by Hillscamp.
Made them both. Yep, made them both.
First one good, second one dead center as well. 36-30. Jackson Center by half dozen. 48 seconds to go, third quarter. Up the left side of the floor for Jackson Center. It's Blackfoot. Great defense by Hillscamp. Hillscamp got a fist on the ball, drove it off the arm of Blackfoot into the first row, and a possession. Turnover, Tigers. These two teams average between them about 19.5 floor mistakes a game. They take care of it. Foul line back to the basket. It is Bixler. Left side, Hillscamp for Anna, which is down six. Half minute to go, third quarter. Dosik on top. He swivels into the lane. Tries to squeeze between a couple defenders, one of whom latches on. One and one time for Dosik for Anna. 31.5 to go, third quarter.
That's 20 fouls right in that area on Jackson Center.
Yep.
This is the first 1-1 of the game.
Dosik at the stripe. Boy, these are big from here on out. These two teams shoot free throws at a clip, both of them, nearly 80% in the fourth quarter. And no doubt the team that eclipses that mark will probably win this game. Of course, Anna's going to turn up the heat defensively. You know that. The free throw by Dosik calmly shoots it up and good. 36-31. The lead 5 for Jackson Center. It's been as much as 9 at 31-22 with 3.5 to go in this quarter. Second shot, Dosik right there as well. 4-point game, 36-32. 10 players in backcourt. 5 black shirts, 5 white shirts. 26-footer, it counts if it goes. Short, he missed it. Online, but not enough oomph. We played 3 at Anna, Tigers by 4. 36-32 on scorersbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
One of our new underwriting sponsors on scorersbroadcast.com, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step by step in creating your new home. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, 419-582-3824, 582-3824. Over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every home improvement project. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, a 4-decade, 2-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction, creating new homes, building additions, and remodeling, and serving customers in a 50-mile radius around Fort Loramie from Lima to Dayton and from Mercer to Logan counties. Anna Rockets possession starting the fourth. Anna scored the final points in the third quarter, a chance to shave into this deficit further down 4. Head of the circle with the ball, lining up for Anna. Left side, Yulskamp.
Nope.
He launches a 3 off to the right, a bit crooked. Rebound, Jackson Center, poked away to Yulskamp. Another 3 try, way off the mark again. Jackson Center rebound, and the rebounder, far side, Platfoot, clobbered by Dosik, I think.
If that's on Dosik, I think that's going to be 4 on the young man.
And he's coming out. He knows it. Wow.
That's just unlucky because he was going for the rebound and Platfoot was had position on him.
And he had 2 open looks. Rockets simply not making shots tonight. Yulskamp and Bixler have been slowed way.
They each have 4 points.
Yep. 8 between them. Those two young men averaging 30.5 between them per game on the year.
Yulskamp doesn't have a basket. Bixler has 1.
Great defense for the Tigers. They lead by 4. Half minute gone in the fourth quarter of this game. Griffin Dosik on the bench for Anna. Here's a great drive by Riker. Down the right side of the lane. Shot it with the right, not the left. It's short. Rebound stuffed by Anna. Here come the Rockets. Bixler shake and bake in the lane. His arms grab. No, it's not. It's ruled a tie-up. That's a good call by the ref. He was on it, sold it, had a far better view than I did. Nobody argued. A jump and the arrow goes Tigers' way. Throwing inbounds. It is Esther, almost threw the home run ball over the top of the press. Instead, fed it to Platfoot. He falls down in backcourt, and head coach Scott Elkert wants a timeout. 7-11 to go in the fourth quarter. 36-32 Tigers on scorersbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna here tonight, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, which is here this evening, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, one of our many fine underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center inbounding deep in backcourt. Reichert at 6'4", good ball handler. Hammers the ball on the hardwood, brings it up over the timeline. Picked up out high by Murray of Anna. Ball dished to Esser. He's got a little running room down the left side of the lane. Loops it up on the run. It bounces off, no good. Great rebound, Reichert. And his arm is jerked. Foul, Anna in the act of shooting. Two coming for Reichert. Jackson Center up four. 6:50 to go, fourth quarter. Aiden Reichert, the southpaw. Toes the line. It is good. He has been solid as the Rock of Gibraltar.
Well, he's got four. He didn't score in the first quarter. He now has 14.
He scored nine in the first meeting. He's got his per-game average in again. The lead pushed back out to six. Here comes Anna, trailing 38-32. 6:43 to go, fourth quarter. On the arc, it's Pixler. Straight away, Murray. Right side, Yuleskamp. Long-range shooting for Anna has been off, primarily in this game. Yuleskamp and Bixler can't find the range. Give and go, Anna, right down the pike. Elliott to the rack. What a play by the Rockets.
I got to watch again, but I think Jackson was in a zone that time.
I thought so, too. Elliott split it, cut right to the hoop. A good slice. And Anna fetting the ball. When you can't shoot from distance on a cold night, you find ways to drive it to the hoop. 38-34, Jackson Center by four. 6:10 to go, fourth quarter. Reichert 25 feet away, top of the circle, picked up by Murray. They set a screen. It's Elkert. Reichert doesn't use it. 6 minutes left in the game. Still a big upset brewing. Jackson Center can turn the Shelby County League. Top seat, Turvey, with an upset tonight. Here's the ball thrown down inside to Reichert. A lob. It is tipped away momentarily by Murray, who got a finger on it last.
I think it hit Huelskamp's foot. And rolled out of bounds.
That's exactly what happened. Tigers inbound beneath the rim on the arc to Blackfoot. Blackfoot circles out back. Didn't get the shot he wanted. 5:46 to go in the fourth. Both teams in the bonus. Right wing, it's Reese. Fakes left, goes right around Elliott. Reese overshoots. Step back is good. What a play. Who got that? Reichert?
That was Esser.
Esser followed number four. What a play from the weak side. But T.J. Esser, the guard, came roaming to the hoop. He didn't give up. Johnny on the spot was Esser. That was a hustle effort by him.
I see Peyton sitting down there. I think she pointed to herself and said, I taught him that.
There's a long three ball by Bixler of Anna. It is short, no good. Rebound Elliott. Blocked in the corner by Reichert. Elliott got it back to the hoop. 2 points. Neither team relinquishing the ball quickly. They miss a shot. They get it back. They miss another one. They follow, take it to the goal, and stick it in.
This has been a heck of a basketball game.
Oh, it is.
It's intense.
Really competitive. 40-36. Refreshing game. Each team performing well. Each club's defense thwarting the other's offense. Each team offensively, Chuck, having to work really hard to put points on the board. 4.5 to go in the game. 4-point lead. Jackson Center. Reichert at 6'4", controls it 25 feet away. Hands off to Blackfoot. Guarded by Yuleskamp. Far left side, Linear on Esser. Esser with a great stick back. Last possession. Here's Esser, baseline left. He's in the short corner. Almost shot it. Threw it to Reichert on the arc. Oh, he's Mr. Perfecto tonight. He canned a three. What a game for Aiden Reichert. He doesn't miss. Bixler into the lane for Anna, which is down seven. Deep left corner, Yulskamp. He's got a lane, drives. He received a knee from a Tiger player.
Good call.
Yep, one and one, Anna. Aiden Reichert, I think, has missed two shots the entire evening.
Well, he sat down after two fouls in the first quarter, and he's now scored 18.
He's been flawless. That's all there is to it.
Both ends of the floor.
Yep. An ideal game for Aiden Reichert. Sharp shooter at one end, a master on defense at the other. And the free throw by Yulskamp is short. It rolls to the back. It comes off. The rebound snared by guess who? Reichert of Jackson Center. 7-point lead, Tigers. 3:51 to go in the fourth. Here's Plattfoot, 30 feet away on the right. Steers the ball to the corner. He's doubled. Looks for Esser. Overplay by Anna Leininger. Nearly swiped it. A foul, though. Almost a pilfer by Leininger of Anna. He would have been off to the races, but Plattfoot's at the strike, and he is a superb free-throw shooter.
He is 0 for 2 for the game, so he needs to knock this one down.
And he buries it to give Jackson Center an 8-point lead. 3:42 to go, fourth quarter. Jackson Center once led 31-22. It's now 44-36. Second shot, the Plattfoot in the air, all cord. He rolled it right down through the ropes. 9-point game. Anna's in deep hot water. Deep in the right corner, Bixler. Bixler drives. Drives again against Plattfoot. He's below the backboard. His seven-footer. Wow. It circled the rim three times. It went right down in the cylinder. What a play by Bixler. 45-38. Anna finally got a roll. Here's a double team. Nearly a steal. It's loose in midcourt. A scrum for it. Timeout, Anna. Oh, head coach Scott Elker to Jackson Center, fit to be tied. He didn't think the Rockets ever had the ball to get a timeout called. That's a big possession loss right there by the visitors.
I think they did have possession when they called the timeout. Yeah. I understand his complaint, but I think they did have the ball.
Yeah, I think a millisecond control. And at that millisecond, the timeout signal was awarded.
Well, one of the worst rules they ever implemented was letting the coach call timeouts on the sideline.
I'm being sarcastic. I agree. I agree.
I used to abuse that one when they put it in.
Yeah, I don't like the rule at all. These two teams shoot free throws at 80% in the fourth quarter. Bixler, Yulskamp, Dosik, Plattfoot, Reichert, those five young men would all shoot them at nearly 80. Christopher Elkert's over 80.
Well, Jackson's 4 for 4 in the fourth quarter, and Anna's 0 for 1 on the front end of the 1-on-1.
That's how Jackson Center beat Fort Loramie. Fourth quarter free throw shooting. Anna inbounds right away. Elliott jacks up a three way off to the left. Long rebound. Dosik in the corner. Scattered floor right away. He barrels to the rim. Blocked at the basket, but his arm is grabbed.
Good job by Esser. Made sure he wasn't going to get the ball in the basket, but he make a couple of free throws.
I tell you what.
Esser's played his rear end off tonight.
Yeah, this has been, from a technical, fundamental standpoint, about as good as Jackson Center can play against the unbeaten Anna Rockets.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, Anna's not playing poorly. Jackson's just forcing them to do what they want them to do.
And Griffin Dosik, with ice water in his veins, connects on two free throws for Anna to make it a 45-40 game. 3:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. Double bonus situation for Anna, by the way. Anna's committed 10. 3 minutes even left. 45-40 Anna. Here's Reichert out on the arc. Oh, Leininger just about picked his pocket. He raked the ball away. The official says he nipped him on the forearm ever so slightly. It's ruled a foul. 1-1 Reichert for Jackson Center. These are big. Fourth quarter free throw shooting. Here we go. 2:57 left. Anna down five. Reichert, the southpaw, shoots it up and in. An amazing performance by Aiden Reichert tonight for Jackson Center.
He's going for 20 with this free throw and a 7-point lead.
2:57 remaining. Reichert flexes the knees. It's on the way. And he calmly swishes another one. Anna is in trouble, down 7, 2:55 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Leininger on the arc, foul line. Out back to Elliott. Left side, Yulskamp. They double-team him. He can't get a look. Deep left corner, Elliott. Guarded by Riker. Back to Yulskamp, 2:43 left. Dosik on the arc. Behind the back against Reese. Dosik down the lane.
Wow.
Shovels it. Hit set. Great move, Dosik against Reese. 47-42. Anna opened the floor for Griffin Dosik to go to work. 2:28 left. Jackson center, hemmed in backcourt. Up the left side, Elkert. They won't get it across. Instead, timeout.
That was at 9 seconds on the 10-second call when they called the timeout.
Now, Chuck, I had 9.1.
Well, I was watching the clock. I wasn't even just making it up. It actually was 9 seconds.
Hey, we got a doubleheader tomorrow for you. Anna Fort Laramie girls, 2:10 webcast time. Shelby County League girls race on the line. Laramie, one game lead over Anna. Anna can forge a tie tomorrow. Fort Laramie can take it outright tomorrow. Tip-off, 2:30. Then tomorrow night, Anna Rockets travel to Versailles.
Which thumped Minster tonight, 66-34.
Unbelievable.
We thought Minster was a pretty darn good basketball team.
They've lost a number of games. Here is Jackson center inbounding. Almost a travel by Flatfoot. He might have gotten away with a walk. Down to Elkert. Inside to Reese. Shot blocked. Juggled. Loose. Anna's got it. Quickly down the floor. It is Elliott. Long three ball. He's hacked on the arm. He'll get triple at the stripe. Yep, Jackson center thought it was fouled down to her right. Elliott was clearly fouled on the three. He threw it up in traffic. Wasn't a good look. Got the benefit of Jackson center being overly aggressive, and I think Esser's fouled out.
He just fouled out, and I'll tell you what, that kid has had a terrific basketball game. That's as well as I've seen him play in the years I've been watching him.
Yeah, he really dazzled. T.J. Esser was remarkable tonight. Well, Anna's got three free throws, and Carter Elliott just short-armed it.
Well, he needs to make two of these to get it down to a one-possession game.
Two more after missing the first. Second one, swish. 47-43. Elliott no good in shot number one. Knocks down shot number two. Here's the big one to make it a three-point contest. It's in the air. Looks short. It is way short. Loose ball rebound right corner. And guess who? Reichert for Jackson center beats everybody to it. Four-point game. Up the floor to Heitkamp. Baseline right, Reichert. Shot fake. Out back to Flatfoot. He's got the three-pointer. Nobody around. He won't take it. Jackson center's going to shoot free throws. Nothing else. A minute, 54 to go. Anna chasing. Four-point game. Reichert deep in the right corner. Now Heitkamp. Heitkamp's doubled. Back to Reichert. Off his fingertips. Out of bounds. And a ball. And a possession. It's a thriller right to the wire, as we expected.
Yeah, Anna's not going anywhere. They're very, too talented to fold up in this game.
And, Chuck, when you've got an opening and don't attack, that's not the right mentality in the final 2 minutes.
I didn't know if I wanted him to shoot the three, but I wanted him to go ahead and take it to the basket.
Exactly. A minute 40 left to go in the game. Anna down four. Dosik on the arc to Leininger. He hurls up a three ball. Way hard. Fine. Box out by Flatfoot of Jackson center. He's doubled in backcourt. In trouble. Loops it away. Intercepted by Leininger. Steal back to Jackson center. It's a jump ball. What's been called? A tie-up. Arrow favors Anna. My goodness. One scrum after another. Boy, Anna Chuck getting a lot of deflections.
Yeah, well, I mean, they want to go undefeated. They're playing like a team that does not want to lose this basketball game.
A minute 26 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Stenner still possesses a four-point bulge. We've got the officials. We've got the coaches here at the scorer's table. Not sure what is being hashed over.
Scott's saying that he called a timeout.
No.
But there was no possession. I agree with this.
Right. But Anna needs a bucket here in the worst way.
Well, they can get it down to two or one on this possession, but they need to.
Yulskamp lobs into Bixler. Bixler 28 feet away. Puts it on the deck. He's at the elbow. To Yulskamp, fadeaway three, way off the mark. Rebound Dosik. He went up over the top of Jaron Reis. Reis is said to have undercut him. It's a foul on Jackson Center. Double bonus, Anna. A minute 18 to go, fourth quarter. Jackson Center 47, Anna 43. Anna's outside shooting has been miserable.
Terrible.
It's left him.
Yulskamp doesn't have a basket. I don't think I would have ever thought I would say that covering one of their basketball games.
Anna Rockets 39% on the year from the arc. Yulskamp 45% behind the arc all year.
Yep.
And Anna simply can't throw it in the ocean from range. Free throw by Dosik, good. Second shot, Dosik is good. He pumps them both in. It's a two-point game. Anybody's contest. A minute 16 to go. Jackson Center, 47, Anna, 45. Here's Christopher Elkert in backcourt against Bixler. Elkert midcourt, veers right. Goes to Reichert, Stewart on him. Reichert 35 feet away, 1 minute left. Right side to Reis. Back to Reichert, double. Goes to Reis in the corner. They look for a timeout. Platfoot signaling, he gets it. 59.2 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center clings to a 47-45 lead. Local Equipment at Jackson Center, a founding sponsor of ScoresBroadcast.com. Manufacturing quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Local supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date all the way back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local. And Local is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived more than a dozen years ago thanks to support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Thanks so much to Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362. That's Maury's Landing. Fine food. You can catch the catch of the day. You'll love that baked haddock dinner at night. Open at 6. Great reputation for breakfast food. Fine lunches, wraps, and burgers. Maury's Landing, State Route 362 across from Lake Loramie. And don't forget, Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. High quality, very reliable, located in Wapak Avenue in Sydney. RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. And as we come back to action, there is no action. Jackson Center tries to get it in, can't do it. Another timeout utilized. Chuck, what are our timeout situations at this point in the game?
Well, they got two for Anna and one for Jackson, if I'm not mistaken. The scoreboard doesn't keep them. Nobody set a screen that time. They just tried to widen out and post to throw the ball in. You got to go get, set a screen. Anna's not going to make this easy for you.
No. Now, that's also been a calling card for Anna all year long. Relentless, harassing defense. And the Rockets have got to employ that now. You're right. The Rockets guards have been stopped cold in this game tonight. Jackson Center's outplayed Anna. Anna trying to make a late charge, a great comeback to pull this out. 59 seconds to go. Jackson Center by two. They inbound in the right corner. It's thrown out back 30 feet away to Platfoot. He veers his way into the top of the circle. Yulskamp's got a hand on his hip, and it's noticed by the official and called.
The last of the one-and-ones now.
I don't think Anna was displeased with the foul call.
No, I'm not sure I'd want to send Platfoot there, but I'm not sure who you would want to send there.
Oh, Trent Platfoot, money in the bank. He's got it. Yep, he was the difference down the stretch for Jackson Center against Fort Loramie in a recent ScoresBroadcast.com webcast. 56 seconds to go. Jackson Center by three. Remember, in the previous possession, Anna made one of three free throws.
Yep.
Shot by Platfoot. Good. He nails them both. Jackson Center back in the lead by four. Scoreboard says it's three. It's wrong. Here is Juleskamp, 30 feet away. Goes to Dosik. Dosik puts it on the deck. Jackson Center knocks it loose. Juleskamp gets it back. Shoots the three. It's off to the right. Long rebound. Tigers. Jackson Center in business. 41 seconds to go. Heitkamp. Heitkamp is the man. He tracks it down. He's fouled by Anna. 40.7 remaining. Anna Rockets simply cannot buy a shot from distance.
I mean, and they're not even really, these Juleskamps tonight have not really been very close.
Nope. Not at all.
Now we're shooting double bonus here. Heitkamp needs to make a couple of these.
Double bonus for the junior, Heitkamp of Jackson Center. Wow. You talk about calm, cool, collected. He flips it in. The Tigers are up five. Jackson Center with a win. And then an Anna loss in one of two remaining games at Fort Loramie, at Rushi. Jackson Center can tie for the lead. Second shot missed. Anna quickly hastens the pace. They force the action and draw a foul at the other end of the court. Juleskamp grabbed. 50-45, Jackson Center, 36.5 to go. Heitkamp made one, missed one.
Yeah, you need to let him, if he's going to beat you, you need to let him go to the rim. You don't want him scoring with the clock stopped.
Free throw by Juleskamp, got it. 50-46, Jackson Center before. Second shot, Riley Juleskamp. This will make it a one-possession game. It's in the air. In again, 50-47. Again, the scenario, two-game lead, Anna unbeaten on the year overall and the league, of course. Two-game lead over Jackson Center. Anna's got two to play at Fort Loramie, at Rushi. After this one, the Jackson win tonight. A loss by Anna in one of those two, and the Tigers tie. They break pressure. Riker down the floor to Christopher Elkert. Cross court to Platfoot. He wants to be fouled. 22, 21. They double him. Don't foul him. Flatfoot still got it. There he's grabbed with 17 to go. Flatfoot's got the double bonus. 50-47 Jackson Center. The Shelby County League race is 17.5 seconds away from being tightened up. The screws could get put to it. Could be a one-game lead for Anna after tonight. Flatfoot double bonus, no good. A little heavy.
He's one of these.
And Anna gets a timeout to try to put Flatfoot in the deep freeze. You're right, Chuck. He needs one to make it a four-point game.
Well, they're going to talk about this. You call the timeout so you can talk about we're down three, we do this. We're down four, we do this. And that's what they're talking about on the sideline right now.
Once again, Anna has got road games in the league. Next Friday at Fort Loramie, then on Tuesday, February 19th at Rushi.
And yeah, those are going to be, if they lose this one, those are going to be huge and really not two places that are not easy to win.
Not at all. And Anna's got Versailles in a non-league game tomorrow night. Versailles absolutely crushed Minster tonight, doubled the score on him. Anna's got its league lead in jeopardy. Of course, despite losing tonight, Anna would still have a one-game cushion. Anna was number three in the state in boys division three coming into the game tonight, having garnered some first-place votes, by the way. But Anna's league lead could be trimmed to a game. 17.5 to go. Jackson Center 50. Anna 47. 17.5 left. The second of two free throws by Flatfoot. He missed the first one. Here we go. One, two, three dribbles. It looks good. It is on the front rim. It's off. No good. Rebound by Anna. Anna can tie with a three. Here's Juleskamp with 11. Coming out to catch Dosik. Against Riker. 30-footer. Dosik way off to the left. Loose ball. Rebound. Foul. Anna. Again, another triple by the Rockets. Not even close.
That was outstanding defense without fouling right there. They did not give Dosik any kind of a look at that three.
You're right, Chuck. That was phenomenal defense by Jackson Center, which has earned this victory tonight. And a free throw here, one of two from Jaron Reese, would just about seal it. 50-47. The shot to Reese. Got it. Anna by four. Or I should say Jackson Center by four. 51-47. 6.6 left. Jackson Center Tigers on the verge of a thrilling upset win on the road here at Anna. Shot by Reese. It is no good. The lead is 4. Long rebound to Dosik. Dosik down the court. Stops and shoots a 30-footer. Short, no good. Tip is missed by Elliott. Rebound, Jackson Center. It's over. It's over. The unbeaten season for the Anna Rockets is no more. The Jackson Center Tigers pull off the upset victory on the road in the Rockets gym, 51-47.
That was unbelievable.
Yep, Tigers deserve every bit of this triumph. Anna didn't play well. Jackson Center made them look bad at times. Anna's shooting percentage from long range, very poor. I would reckon to guess 15, 16 threes easily were missed by the Rockets, who didn't make many. Chuck will have the numbers in just a moment for you. Final tally, once again, 51-47. Jackson Center had at least 3 9-point leads in the second half of this game. Jackson Center was up early on 6-2. Anna went on a mini streak, bolted to a short-lived lead of, I think, 9-6, pumped in 7 straight. First quarter of this game ended with Anna in the lead by 3, 11-8. But then Jackson Center led at the stops after 2 quarters, 3 quarters, and at the end of the game, 3-point lead at the half and 4-point leads at the end of the third and fourth. Chuck, you knew that eventually there was a very good chance that Anna's road to an unbeaten season would be halted. Some tough games on the schedule at Versailles tomorrow night, Rushi and Fort Loramie away from home looming. Here tonight, Jackson Center, the better team away from home, took care of the Rockets.
Well, they did what Jackson Center does. They played their game. They controlled the tempo. They played great defense. They weathered some early foul trouble, 2 on Platfoot, 2 on Reichert,
yep,
in the first half. They made free throws down the stretch. They rebounded with Anna, 27-26, actually advantage for the game for them. 15 turnovers for the two teams combined in a game that intense with that good a defense. That was absolutely impressive. Individual score. Well, Anna was 22 of 27 from the free throw line, and Jackson was 14 of 19. The individual scorings for Jackson, Reichert had 20. They had 12 from Platfoot. They got 7 from Jaron Reese, who had a terrific game, and they got 5 from T.J. Esser, who was terrific. Garrett, the height camp, made 4, and Christopher Elkert, I'm getting tongue-tied, had a 3 that was his. On the other side, only 1 in double figures. That was Dosik with 15. Then you drop down, you had Elliott, who I thought he played really well, had 8. They got 7 from Leininger, 6 from Huelskamp and Bixler each. One basket between the two young men, 1. You're not going to see that very often.
Nope.
And 4 from Cam Stewart. The Clancy's players of the game, I got to go with Dosik, obviously, for Anna. He was terrific. On the other side, Reichert, and I'm going to go with T.J. Esser. I thought the kid, he only had 5 points, but his floor game, his rebounding, his tenacity, he had an offensive putback.
Yep.
He was terrific tonight. So yep, those are the Clancy's players of the game.
Great choices, Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And welcome back here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack with Chuck and Anna. We've got a shocker here tonight. The Jackson Center Tigers spoil the Anna Rockets bid for an unbeaten season. Also a bid by Anna to wrap up the Shelby County League crown tonight. Jackson threw a wrench into Anna's plans, knocked him off. Final score, 51-47. Anna now has to beat Fort Loramie and Rushi on the road in the next few weeks to win the Shelby County League outright. Why? Because Jackson Center cut Anna's lead in the league to a single game tonight.
Well, you hear a lot of people say you're better off losing a game, that too much pressure when you're undefeated. I don't buy that for a second. Your confidence is there when you're undefeated, and I'll tell you what, now when they go and play at Loramie, when they go and play at Rushi, the pressure is triple. So you win this game, and the pressure eases. You lose this game, the pressure is greater.
Yeah, I agree. Agree a whole lot, Chuck, especially when you go up against rivals like Rushi and Fort Loramie away from home.
It's just going to be outstanding. It just makes this such a good time to do these games. That's why we love it.
And mark your calendars down. We'll cover those two games for you. Anna playing on the road at Fort Loramie 1 week from tonight. Anna playing on the road at Rushi on Tuesday, February 19th. Keep in mind now, Jackson Center, what a grandiose effort. Jackson Center earning splits this year with both Rushi and Anna. Of course, it took Rushi overtime to beat Jackson Center a couple weeks ago at Jackson Center after Jackson Center had won over Rushi earlier in the year at Rushi.
They win that game, and then this is really a tight race.
And there's always a chance, given Jackson Center's schedule, with Botkins at home on February 8th and Fairlawn on the road on February 15th, Jackson Center a real good shot at closing out Center of two. A good shot at closing out Center of two. And if Anna were stuck up there twice, Anna would score twice. Jackson Center would win with a 10-2 mark. Anna would fall all the way to 9-3. Anna would fall all the way to 9-3. Things are going to happen. You're right, Chuck. Anna's going to be riding off a little bit. A chance to get right back on the hardwood. Play tomorrow night. Right yourself. Won't be easy for Sales Tigers playing very good ball. Routing Rushi last week by 16, tonight by 30-some over Minster.
Right. Well, I mean, this is where Nate Barhorst is going to have to do some outstanding coaching, because now it's not X's and O's between now and the next couple of weeks. It's their heads, and you got to become a psychologist, and you got to get them in the right frame of mind and teach them. Now, I know they're disappointed, but you got to let them know that everything that they wanted to play this season for is still out in front of them.
I know I'm oversimplifying things, Chuck, but I thought Jackson Center tonight defensively, especially against Hillscamp, Bixler, and Dosick, did a great job of every single time Anna came down the floor of keeping at least a man, maybe a man and a half, in between those three young men for Anna in the basket. There was always a man and a half shading Bixler, shading Hillscamp, shading Dosick. They could not get comfortably to the rim.
Well, you expect Bixler to get to the rim, and he just did not tonight. And then you've got Hillscamp, who usually is a mad driller shooting threes, and he didn't come close. So
no.
It was a combination, but it doesn't shock me when Jackson plays this kind of defense.
Nope.
But if you would have told me before the game that Bart Bixler was going to have two baskets and that Hillscamp wasn't going to score any, I would have said Jackson's going to win by 20.
Yeah, they combined for 12, and on the year they're averaging a little better than 16, a little better than 14. They combined for 31 points a game on the year. Tonight, they were flat out stopped cold, held to 12.
Yep.
That's the ball game.
Well, that's just what you expect. When you watch Jackson Center, nothing should surprise you, especially defensively.
How many field goals for Aiden Reichert for Jackson Center tonight?
Reichert had 2, 4, 6. He had 7. And he was 5 for 5 from the free throw line, had 1 3, 20 points.
I'm going to guess he was no worse than 7 or 9 or 10 from the floor, made every free throw.
He didn't miss more than one or two shots.
No, And he had 9 or 10 rebounds, dished out a few assists. Don't know that he had a triple-double, but he might have been in the ballpark.
He might have been. Might have been.
As flawless, as perfect a game as a high school player can perform tonight, Aiden Reichert for Jackson Center. And as we remarked, as this game progressed, every single time we see Jackson Center over and over and over, the additional players alongside Reichert and Platfoot are contributing more, becoming more comfortable. Hey, this is an extremely well-rounded team to be feared in that boys' D4 tournament.
No doubt about it. And I'll tell you, and I say this, and I'm sure that people that aren't from Jackson Center hate me every year when I make this comment, but Scott Elkert is not just one of the best coaches in this area. He's one of the best coaches in the state of Ohio. And he gets the most out of his players every year, whether they're the most talented or the least talented. They play to perfection most nights.
And that's about what it needed tonight to win by
absolutely
four on the road at Anna. Anna Rockets now 15-1 on the year, 9-1 in the Shelby County League. Jackson Center Tigers 13-3 on the season, 8-2 in the Shelby County League. Wow. Tomorrow, doubleheader, as we said, at 2:10 webcast time at Fort Loramie Girls. Entertain Anna. Shelby County League Girls Championship on the line. At Fort Loramie with a win takes it outright. Anna forges a tie if the Rockets can upset the Redskins on the road. Tomorrow night, an up-and-coming Versailles boys team entertains Anna at the Versailles gym. We're there to witness how well the Rockets can rebound tomorrow night against MacFoe Versailles. And then on Monday, don't forget, it's the Ottoville girls, ranked 10th in the state in girls Division 4, the team that lost to Minster in last year's state championship, hosting Minster in a Monday night affair. That was the only night they could agree on to get that game scheduled. They meet every year, have for quite a while. Last year, Minster beat Ottoville twice in the season, a cliffhanger at Minster, pulled away to win late in the fourth quarter in the state championship game. Ottoville has lost two. One to Ottawa Glandorf, no shame in that.
Yep.
Minster's lost one. They collide Monday night at Ottoville. It could go right down to the wire. So we've got some great games upcoming, including some top-ranked teams, tourney seedings on the line, league championships on the line, state rankings on the line. A lot of fun.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it.
Ron Mooney's our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Let me note for you once again our anchor sponsors, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, from which you heard numerous times tonight, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The In-Between, south of Botkins. Food's not in-between. It is out of this world. And thanks as well to Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Call Chris North to learn your benefits. Vets Helping Vets. That's 937-498-7282. And Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? And John Hemp is alongside. We mentioned John. Don't forget Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his very best shot. He is so kind once again here this evening at Anna to take down our scoresbroadcast.com banners as we continue to talk on and on and on about this great game tonight and the Shelby County League, which is now topsy-turvy on the boys' side for sure. Looked like Anna might run away with it, but not even close because Jackson Center has made it very, very close.
Well, one game back with two games to go.
Yep. Webcast time 2:10 tomorrow from Fort Loramie. Anna girls on the road. Shelby County League girls crown at stake tomorrow. Join us then. For Ron Mooney, for Chuck McBee, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Anna, where the Anna Rockets have been upset by the Jackson Center Tigers 51-47.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.